It's your Daily Dose with Bob and Nick. Thanks for tuning us in. Like many of our episodes, today's does not end in the same place where it starts. I love the range of things we cover in this 5-minute show. Literally, real-life monsters, time travel, and of course, cloning. There's not much more that I can say about that, so let's get to it. Enjoy. There are monsters in the world right now. Yep. Real, living, human monsters in the world right now. We don't look at their backstories. Like one time, I got a picture of Donald Trump as a child. I was meditating. My friend Bob Allen taught me about, you know, meditating on the origin of people. And so I got a picture of him as a child, and I was looking, and all I kept asking was, what happened to you? What happened to you? But like compassionately, like, really, kid, what happened to you? Because, you know, that little kid wasn't evil. That little kid wasn't a bad person. It was just a little kid. And then something happened. And so I know, you know, there'll be many that will say, don't feel any compassion for that human being.
Someone
but,
that is. So,
well, yeah. And the thing is, most often I don't. But when I try to, I can. And it bothers me then that I don't. You know?
Yeah, it's hard. I mean, I would think about it this way too, going back to one of my favorite topics, time travel. Because it's always, you know, you got to go back and kill Hitler, right? It's never like put him into a loving home,
right?
Or put him into a situation where he's not a jerk.
Yeah.
Right? So we can have some empathy. You can have some empathy towards these people for when they broke bad, if you will.
Yeah.
But they're not anti-heroes like Walter White. They are just anti.
Right, they're just anti. And then the question becomes, why hasn't anybody ever gone back to those turning points and said, let's change the formula? Like Boys from Brazil. Do you ever see that movie?
Mm-mm.
They were making clones of Hitler. And this Nazi hunter was like, we need to break these boys' patterns so that they don't actually end up becoming the next Hitler.
Oh, okay.
So that was part of the whole. They wanted to stop the people who were creating these boys, but they knew that if they just changed the way these boys were raised, because they were trying to duplicate Hitler's history,
right,
that, you know, they could do that. We always hear about going back in time to, you know, shoot Lee Harvey Oswald before he shoots the president, or to, you know, kill Hitler just before he kills all of the Jews in Europe. And it's like, you know, why don't we go back even further than that? Let's, you know, let's go back and stop Lee Harvey Oswald's father from physically abusing him. You know, things like that. I don't know. Because I know you love time travel, so you want to ponder this. By the way, have you ever read Stephen King's time travel book?
Oh, the JFK one?
Yeah.
I haven't.
Yeah. That's what I was making reference to. I did.
Yeah.
I actually read it in paper form, and then I listened to it.
Yeah.
It's a good book, but it's about a lot more than just that one event. It's almost like the teaser that you want to get to that point where he's going
to
face that situation, right?
Yeah.
And yet the vast majority of this very long book is him going into a community he doesn't belong in from another time and becoming a part of that community. And so it was, you know, that was interesting on a different level, but it was still time travel.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Now I'm thinking about cloning. I don't know if I like that either.
Oh, yeah. No. Oh, no. No. No clones. No to clones, I say.
No to clones. Well, the issue I have is just because, and this is a big Star Trek thing, right? Like they tried to clone Picard multiple times. Because they're like, well, if Picard keeps defeating us, the enemies, whatever, the Romulans, the this, that, and the other, then maybe if we had a Picard clone, he could help us. And it's like, no, because it's not a genetic thing.
Right.
Right? You would have to raise that person exactly the way that this person was raised. Same thing in that crazy Gemini Man movie with Will Smith and the younger version of Will Smith.
Yeah, I never saw that.
Like, we're going to clone him because he's the best assassin that the world has ever seen. It's like,
the skills don't go with that. He still needs the training. You need some Matrix with that too, though. Okay, get that genetics and then get the Matrix plug in with all the skills automatically. You know,
you
it's
go.
Like boom. I feel like it's just a missing piece to that. Maybe
cloning people, if you're out there, we'll consult for you.
Hey, we will. We can do that.
We can.
Your daily clone.
Your daily clone with Bob and Clone. Hey, it's Nick. Thanks for listening.
it's kind of funny, maybe a little ironic, that I do have a favorite cloning sci-fi short story. And it is written by a terrible person. Not to give too much away, but a more recent clone gets mad at an older version of himself, and he doesn't realize that that is himself. And it's a great reveal at the end of the story. I'm giving it away because, again, it's written by a terrible person. And we shouldn't forgive terrible people, even if they are clones of ourselves. Have a great day.